We love our local arts community, and a brand new show is set to debut at the Stirling Community Theatre. It starts tomorrow, High Fidelity, the musical based on the 2000 movie starring John Cusack, based on the book by Nick Hornby. It's a deep well. Let's talk about it with musical director Ben Stefanov. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Damon and Molly. How are you?
We are really good. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Tell us about the musical.
So, as was just mentioned, High Fidelity, it's a South Australian premiere. Hasn't been done in South Australia before, which is very exciting for Hills. It's based on the 2000 film of the same name and then the best-selling novel by Nick Hornby. The lead character, Rob, is going through a breakup at the start of the show, and he blames it all on his ex-girlfriend and mm-hmm. past relationships that he has. And then as the show progresses, through the help of some friends and also his very vivid imagination, he starts to realise that there's actually probably two sides to the story and he may be partly to blame. there's a lot of reality and there's a lot of sequences that play out in Rob's head. So you get this real blend of current time versus what's going on inside Rob's head and his mental state at the time. And it's just a great fun show with an amazing score by Tom Kitt, who wrote the music to the musical Bring It On, Next to Normal. All these really big shows. So, yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant production.
People will have different connections to this. You might not know it at all. I love the film with John Cusack. And, like, at the start of it, my memory of it is, like, he's quite unlikable at the start of the movie, but also there's a lot of interest because he talks directly to the audience a lot in the movie. He kind of breaks that wall. Does that happen in the production as well?
It certainly does. So some of the brilliant thing with this is the script, there's a lot of moments like Rob's monologues that are in the film and also in the book, they're lifted directly. So he does talk to the audience and takes the audience on a self-discovery journey throughout the whole production.
Brilliant.
I feel like a musical is a lot harder work than people realise. Like, so much goes into this stuff. You are the musical director, Ben. So how long have you guys been working at this?
So normally it's a good 6 months before we start rehearsing with the cast. And then you have a three-month rehearsal period with the cast, and then the show goes on. However, thanks to COVID, the Hills musical company has been dark since they did Assassins in 2019. So this is their first show back. And the director, Hayley Horton, who's quite well known around Adelaide, she and I met up early May and went, right, this is the show we're doing. And we had auditions in June. So it was a very quick turnaround, a lot quicker than normal.
Wow. So this June just gone, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We sat down at a little coffee shop in Mount Barker and had a chat.
It's taking place at the Stirling Community Theatre, which is a beautiful venue. And Molly and I have talked on the show, like, we're yearning for live music and people are really going to be able to get that experience at this show.
Very much so. So the score for this show is played live. I have a 10-piece band down in the orchestra pit. It is an absolute rocking show. And unlike some musicals where you go and it's all happy clappy and you're like, oh yes, this is show tunes, the composer of this show has reflected great artists such as Bruce Springsteen, Blondie, Bon Jovi, and that sort of music in the score. So you're listening to the show unfold and you go, oh, this song reminds me of this or that one reminds me of that. And it's very cleverly composed.
How can people get along to see the show? Are there lots of tickets available? What's the best way?
Tickets are actually starting to walk out the door, which we're very, very excited about.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
But if people head to hillsmusical.org.au, there's booking links on their website, and just click on that and then book online. But it is best to book online because we're at 75% capacity with masks. So tickets for this weekend are starting to disappear, but we're on for the next 3 weekends.
Well, get around a local production. Get around this show. Hillsmusical.org.au is the website. High Fidelity is the show. We're really excited for it, Molly.
Oh, absolutely. And now's the time to support the arts.
Yeah.
You know, it's been really, really hard with COVID. Obviously, all industries have been impacted, but this is a great local show. And, Ben, it's been so nice to chat with you this morning.
Oh, it's great to chat with both of you as well.
Musical director Ben Stefanov, the show is High Fidelity. Please get around and support it.